of the old. More recordings added to a national registry. Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For years, this country's financial system was swimming in money. Seven or eight-figure salaries, part of the game. Then came the meltdown, the bailouts, and the debate over limiting salaries and bonuses. Now something new from the Obama administration. Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer. Peter, what's on the table?
Steve, the administration now moving to settle the executive bonus issue with those financial companies receiving government help. The Wall Street Journal rips the plan. Will see Congress, not the White House, set the limits. Reaction from banking analyst Gerard Cassidy.
The administration's backing away from their plan on the salary caps takes that political monkey off their back and puts it onto Congress's back.
The policy is aimed at incentives that the administration says helped fuel last year's financial crisis. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Chrysler has turned another corner in its bid to accelerate out of bankruptcy.
Our new alliance with Fiat gives us access to even...
And that new alliance with Fiat is a step closer now that the Supreme Court has turned down an appeal by those who wanted to block the sale of assets to the Italian automaker. Jeff Gilbert has the latest from WWJ in Detroit.
The next step is a formal closing that will see Chrysler's positive assets spun off into a new company owned by Fiat, the United Auto Workers Union, and the U.S. government. That new company, called Chrysler Group LLC, will move quickly out of bankruptcy and should quickly resume operations at plants that have been idled during Chrysler's bankruptcy. It'll probably be 2 years before we see new Fiat-based Chrysler products. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Lawmakers have key questions today for the Obama Auto Task Force about how taxpayer money is being spent and when there might be a return on the investment. Here's CBS's Bob Fuss.
A Senate committee today examines the government's new and expanding role in the auto industry one day after the House voted to start paying consumers to go buy new cars. The Cash for Clunkers bill, sponsored by Ohio Democrat Betty Sutton, would pay up to $4,500 if you trade in an old car or truck and buy or lease a new one that gets substantially better gas mileage.
For our workers, for our environment, for consumers, for our economy, for our country.
The Senate still has to consider the proposed one-year program that could cost $4 billion.
I'm Vicki Barker live in London. 6 weeks into the UK Cash for Clunkers scheme, and the government says 35,000 consumers have been wooed back into car showrooms.
Did you get a good deal, Vicki?
Yes, I think I did.
Prime Minister Gordon Brown meeting one happy buyer, but industry experts estimate most of the cars ordered will be foreign and won't necessarily be eco-friendly. And UK auto sales are still down sharply over last year. A German scheme's been more successful, but it's also come with a $6 billion price tag. Steve?
The Senate could vote today on a bill that would give the FDA the power to regulate the making, sale, and marketing of tobacco products. The House has passed a similar measure. In our latest look at Children of the Recession, we're live with CBS's Barry Bagdana with new details on the apparent connection between a bruised economy and teen violence.
The link is found in a new survey being presented to a Senate panel. Three of four teens report family financial problems. Nearly half of them view abuse at home.
And 67% of those same teens have experienced some form of violence and abuse in their own relationships.
A passed-on problem, says Jane Randall of Liz Claiborne, which did the survey. Psychologist Ruth Zittner sees girls turning to boyfriends to fill a material goods void.
Hair appointments, nail appointments, prom dresses was a big one.
In exchange, they give up control.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update.
So you run Windows at your desk. You have an Airport Express hooked up to your stereo. You want to stream music from your PC to the big speakers. Impossible? Not with Airfoil from the guys at Rogue Amoeba. This isn't anything new, but they've just released version 2.7, which improves many of its features and now supports the Airfoil Speakers Touch app, which streams to your iPhone or iPod. Microsoft is renaming and relaunching its web search engine. Bing.com promises simpler searches and more detailed results by having a better understanding of your search requirements and by compiling additional information relating to your search. In the U.S. alone, Google currently has more than 64% of the search market, Yahoo 20%, but as Bing.com grows in the coming weeks and months, this could all change.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
The Britain's Got Talent bubble has burst for Susan Boyle. The 48-year-old Scott was beaten by dance group Diversity in the finale of the TV talent show. Boyle had been the favorite to win ever since her original audition wooed millions on the internet. She was gracious in defeat, though, saying that the best people won.
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos dias, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
Virginia Democrats pick a candidate for governor. He is State Senator Cree Deeds, beating Brian Moran and Terry McAuliffe, facing Bob McConnell in November to hold on to the governorship for Democrats in Virginia. Hello, everybody. Big political day yesterday. Big political day today here on this Wednesday, June 10. And this is the Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast from our nation's capital, where we are located right on our little radio factory right here on Capitol Hill, in the heart of the action at this end of Pennsylvania Avenue, and keeping our eye on what's happening down at the White House, the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue as well. All of this with you, and you can join us at 866-55-PRESS, our toll-free number, 866-55-77-377 on the website today. Photos of the reception last week that Carol and I attended at the for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. You can see us hanging out there with Chairman Charlie Rangel and also with Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And also photographs on the White House page. Those are under photos. Also under photos, yes, indeed, you've got to see this. This is the most exciting photo of the day. Former President Bush 41. Former President George H.W. Bush celebrating his wife's 84th birthday yesterday up in Kennebunkport, Maine, celebrating in style with some cutie from the chorus line in a bikini sitting on his lap.
But it's really his socks that you want to look at. That's the only thing to look at in the picture.
That's right. Yes. Just ignore the bikini-clad chorus line.
He looks like such a dirty old man. I mean, I'm not saying that he is. I'm just saying he looks like the kind of guy that... Hey, sweetie, I've got some candy in my pocket. And then there's a hole in his pocket.
Check out the photo. Check out the photo under photos. And then on the White House page, photos that I took yesterday at the White House briefing room of OMB director, budget director Peter Orszag, briefing reporters on some of the political news yesterday. And there was big political news yesterday. We got the, by the way, the... Team Press here, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning in place.
Oh, hello there.
Hey. Yes, sir. The big political, the big financial news yesterday was, as announced by the president, that we're actually getting some, believe it or not, some money back from Wall Street.
Several financial institutions are set to pay back $68 billion to taxpayers.
Yeah. So that money that we sent up to Wall Street last fall, some of it under President Bush and more under President Obama, 10 of the banks have gotten back on their feet. They're back in business. Their stock price has gone back up again. They want to get the government out of their boardrooms. And so they've turned around and they are paying us back the $68 billion that we loaned them, plus $2 billion in interest that we've made over the last few months. So that to me sounds like a pretty good deal for American taxpayers. All right, so coming up a little bit later in the hour, Rick Sanchez from CNN will be joining us to talk about his little spat with Bill O'Reilly of Fox. And we'll kick off the hour with one of our favorites, Chairman John Conyers. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Some of the headlines making news. A new low for Katie Couric. The CBS Evening News reached the least total viewers since Nielsen began tracking numbers nearly 20 years ago. TV Newser reports Couric attracted 5.18 million viewers last week. That's almost 2 million less people than second-place Charlie Gibson on ABC, who is just behind first-place Brian Williams on NBC.
I think she's gotten better, too, so I think it's too
bad. I think she should just replay all of her Sarah Palin interviews that she did back during the campaign.
Yeah.
And it's not often that I report about death, but this one is sad. The man who invented the salad bar has passed away. You may not know much about the name Norman Brinker, but he changed the meaning of casual dining out. He opened a steak and ale house restaurant in 1966. That branched out to become Chili's. He took that from 21 hamburger joints to the massive chain that we know today. His company today owns 1,700 chain restaurants in 27 countries. He was 78 years old.
I'm sorry to see him go, but I hate salad bars. I hate salad bars.
I love salad bars.
No, when I go to a restaurant, I don't want to serve myself. I do that at home. I want to sit down and have somebody serve me.
And tax shortfalls aren't the only reason many budgets are hurrying during this recession. Lottery revenues fund many important services across the country. And in a recent Ipsos survey conducted among lottery players, clearly they didn't ask you, Bill, 46% of people have reduced their lottery spending, 38% spending less on lottery games, 8% of us cutting out lottery tickets entirely.
I don't spend that much on lottery tickets. I only go when the prize is the award is really, really big, like over $200 million, and therefore I have less chance to win. That's when I buy lottery tickets.
Right.
Don't ask me why. Not a gambler. But I got to tell you, the big issue now, health care is really coming to the front. In the United States Congress, we've got the Senator Baucus and Chuck Grassley plan in the Senate. We got yesterday announced the Teddy Kennedy and the Chris Dodd plan in the Senate. But someone who has been out in front in the House of Representatives for a long time on this issue, and I think has the best bill of all, which happens to be H.R. 676, our good friend, Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, John Conyers, joining us again on the Bill Press show this morning. Mr. Chairman, good to have you back.
Is this the famous Bill Press crossfire?
How are we doing?
Everything is really going well.
Hey, so
good to be on your show.
Thank you. It's always good to have you here, Congressman. And right now, I mean, this is the time to get serious about health care and to get serious about single payer, right?
Well, this is the question that's been developing over the last 4 or 5 decades.
Yeah.
As our healthcare system continues to deteriorate, we now have three polls that show a majority of the American people want universal single-payer healthcare because they'll get the coverage that you cannot get through these regular employer-based policies that you don't know you're not covered until you get to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you can, you got your lawyer and accountant with you reading the terms. They're in 1 out of 1,000 people that have ever read their health insurance policy and understood it.
Now, do you think you can get the private insurance companies out of the business?
Well, that's exactly the issue that we're dealing with. This is not a profit-making business, and it has taken us a long time to learn. Every other industrial nation in the world already knows it. Healthcare is in the national interest. Prevention can only come if everybody that needs a doctor gets to them in time, on time. And so we're making it a constitutional right. We're having one payer instead of 1,300, and we can decide democratically how that wants to be. But, you know, with all respect to Ted Kennedy, he and I worked on everything under the sun for 4 decades. This is not a time to just patch up the system and declare victory. And President Obama knows this better than anybody else. Some of the best speeches he made was as a state legislator for single-payer universal health care. So we're saying this is it. We saw what they did to Hillary Clinton when she and Bill Clinton, as they were new. They didn't know the ways of the insurance companies and the corporate health interests. We do. And there's only one way we win, is that the American people continue to join us in saying to everybody, now is the time. We've got 40 million people, 47 million people.
47 million, right.
And 20 or 30 million more who are underinsured and won't find out about it till the last minute.
Now, Mr. Chairman, you know what cry we're going to hear as soon as you talk about anything close to single payer. Yesterday, we heard it from Senator Lamar Alexander. Here he is.
The idea of a government-run health care plan is a big problem for us, and it's a big problem because it leads inevitably to a Washington takeover of health care.
Socialized medicine.
Well, you know, it's not playing so well these days. This whole question of government takeover, the bill we've written, which, by the way, is 37 pages long instead of the 1,100 pages that Hillary wrote, all we say is that the government backs everybody that needs it, but everybody pays a small 3.5% of their wages. So, but you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, you choose your clinic. And so that is scandalously incorrect. But people now, look, in Detroit, all the people that had this great UAW, Chrysler, Ford, General Motors health care plan, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Namely because they're closing factories and laying people off. And that's what we do here, Mr. Press, is break the relationship between employers and health care. There doesn't need to be any.
Now, let me ask you, Mr. Chairman, on the two other issues that are going around. First of all, the president seems to have settled on a public plan option as the alternative to single payer. Is that a compromise position that you think a reasonable compromise, I guess?
Well, he and I are going to talk about that because I consider the president of the United States the smartest political person in the world. Except maybe myself, who have given him some of the best advice of his life. He came to me before he had even before his wife had signed up. But look, the point is this is not the time for half-stepping. If we accept anything less than what we're proposing and what he originally proposed, We'll be fooling around, and costs will continue to rise. They're at $2.5 trillion a year now, and it's all profit-taking. If you still think that you can get a decent health plan and leave the insurance company CEOs and executives running things, then you're in a dream world.
Congressman, now Chairman, John Conyers, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. His legislation, important legislation, H.R. 676. Now, Mr. Chairman, I have to ask you about another issue. Yesterday, the first detainee from Guantanamo Bay was brought to this country, brought to New York City, and taken into federal court and put on trial. So a couple of questions. Do you think that was the right thing for the administration to do? And what would happen if he is found not guilty?
Attorney Eric Holder, the Department of Justice Attorney General, called me at 10:30 yesterday to notify me of the decision had been made to try him. We're taking every precaution about how this is going to work. I have total confidence. The Attorney General understands the problems and the reservations of lots of people about this, but it's time that we start giving people fair hearings if they have not been proven guilty. I mean, that's what the whole system is about. And to think that you can't protect against somebody who's... We've got all kind of people locked up.
Mm-hmm.
that have done heinous things. In my mind, they're local terrorists, domestic brand, as far as I'm concerned. So the Attorney General has assured us, because everybody's watching to see how this is going to work out, I'm confident about it.
And if he were found, which is a possibility, if the government cannot prove its case, then he's got to be set free, correct?
Yeah, but he can be, he doesn't have to, that doesn't mean that he becomes some kind of illegal immigrant in America. We
right.
can, he can be sent somewhere else. There are lots of countries that, well, one country just announced they're taking 11 or so people from Guantanamo already. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of places for them to go in the world besides the U.S.
And lastly, with your Michigan hat on, do you think General Motors is going to survive bankruptcy and get back on its feet?
Well, it'll be in a new and different form. Sure, they'll survive. We had to do what they did with him. They misled us for decades about how healthy they were.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to shape consumer tastes into buying cars as big as tanks because of the enormous profit involved. And it's cost. Now, guess who's suffering? The workers.
Yeah.
The people in the cities. And so they'll make it, but now we're the major stockholders of General Motors, and that's something I never thought I'd see.
Chairman John Conyers, always good to have you with us, and thank you for your leadership on so many issues. Again, we want people to know and get in there and give their full support to H.R. 676. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Bill Press, you're a public servant in your own way.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We're a good team, Chairman John Conyers and the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Change has come to America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
My name's Jason Bradshaw. I used to drive a Jaguar XJ8L before the Cadillac. When the lease came up, I ended up looking into the CTS and had never even seen the car. Had only seen pictures on the internet, had only read reviews in the magazines. Immediately it struck me. I ended up going to the dealership that day, took one look at this thing. It was a fully loaded Cadillac CTS. Right there, I had to order one. The interior appointments, to me, blows doors off of any of the other imports. My fiance has a Lexus. To me now, they look cheap. I don't think I'd be able to go back to Jaguar or Mercedes or BMW. Having the Cadillac CTS shifted my outlook on what GM can do altogether.
To hear more of Jason's story and to listen to other real stories from GM owners, go to GMReinvention.com.
Mom, I need your help with math.
How can I help?
I just don't get it.
Let me see. Huh, I don't remember how to do these either.
I'll never pass.
Sound familiar? Test pressures and fear of failing grades haunt many students. As a parent, you want to help, but you're at a loss when it comes to today's math. How can you help your child without spending on pricey learning centers or expensive private tutors? Now, there's a proven solution with the Math Made Easy tutorial system designed to improve test scores and get rid of those math test anxieties forever. Top-notch teachers will coach your child in how to break down problems into the five essential steps which enable your child to master math in almost no time. Best of all, Math Made Easy is affordable for nearly everyone. Plus, we guarantee results, your money back if you don't see an increase in your child's math grades in 30 days. Call us right now to get your free trial. Call 866-507-MATH. That's 866-507-MATH.
Just one trouble.
Ladies and gentlemen,
after a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Showbuzz.
Ever
wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
How would you like to get back all of the interest you pay to banks, credit cards, and finance companies and turn it into a tax-free income for life? Hi, I'm Matt Clace, president of American Guarantee Financial and exclusively endorsed by Tom Martino. I've been educating people on one of the most time-tested concepts that will change not only your future, but your family's as well. Let us teach you how to quit paying interest and become your own banker. Call 866-259-9055 or check us out on the web at agfbanking.com.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman to tell you about the Natural Sleep Store. Did you know that your mattress could be emitting toxic, cancer-causing chemicals? That's right. Most mattresses are filled with synthetic materials that are unhealthy for you and the environment. The Natural Sleep Store carries the highest quality organic mattresses, including the customer favorite, SavvyRest. Visit their showrooms in Denver or Fort Collins and mention this ad to receive a 10% discount plus free delivery when you purchase an organic mattress. For details, visit the Natural.
Hello, Paul.
Yes, hello.
Hi. Good.
I have a comment. I work within the Department of Corrections, and I see patients there. And one of the things that I'd like to comment on with this, I think that without a doubt that I see over and over again is a common theme of people who on the outside, when I say when they're not within some sort of Department of Corrections facility, maybe were employed and through losing their employment lost their insurance, and following came down with some sort of critical illness, some kind of cancer, heart mm-hmm. disease, something serious, I mean, that you had to have addressed. And once they got within some kind of, correction setting, were able to obtain health care, you know, and I'm not saying that's wrong. I think people, once they get within it, then they should receive it, but it goes to the fact of that I see over and over again, that persons who had not, for lack of a better word, have obeyed the law and stayed out of jail are in financially worse condition because of the health system.
Yeah, Paul, it is ironic, isn't it? It is ironic that the only way to get health care today is either to be a convict or a congressman. Either one. They both have health care, and 47 million Americans don't.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Let the IRS veterans at Effector help stop levies and wage garnishment. We can help you get your life back in order. Our clients never have to meet or even talk with the IRS. Our ex-IRS agents have over 100 years combined experience in IRS collection tactics, and they use that insider knowledge to go to work for you. The IRS will place levies or liens on more than 3 million taxpayers this year. Will you be one of them? Don't be afraid. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation and get peace of mind by putting an end to your federal or state tax problems. Call now. 800-490-3073. That's 800-490-3073. Get a free consultation and put our team of experts between you and the IRS. Call 800-490-3073. That's 800-490-3073. 800-490-3073.
All is quiet around the metro as things do get up and running. Just one trouble spot. There's a car on fire, Highway 85 and E-470. Other than that, we're just seeing volume building in those usual spots. Southbound is on 225, slowing up a little bit once you make that approach to Yosemite up towards DTC. Southbound I-25, also a crowded ride, 104th to 84th. Brakes loose for a little while, then you'll tap your brakes again once you do get downtown. Westbound 76, 74th up to 270 is where we're seeing speeds drop into the 50s and 40s. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day with a high of about 66, 67 degrees. Cool in the overnight when the low drops down to 48. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently, we're at 53 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you're managing a growing business, you need the advice and guidance of an experienced banker who knows the market, especially during times like these. Citywide Banks is a locally owned bank where the decisions affecting your business are made right here in Colorado. CitywideBanks.com.
At Southwest Airlines, bags fly free. Unlike other airlines that charge to check bags, our low fares actually stay low. And now Southwest low fare specials start at $49 one way to select cities with a 14-day advance purchase by June 18th. Travel by October 28th. Book now at Southwest.com. Grab your bag. It's on.
Federal tax of $3.60 for takeoff and landing. Airport taxes of up to $9. And federal September 11 security fee of up to $5 not included. Seats limited. Blackout days and restrictions apply. Bag weight and size limits apply.
Most of us sit around and we don't think about the day that we may need help from a personal injury lawyer. But you know, when that time comes, you better get the right kind of help. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. I want to talk to you about my two friends, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Now, Mary and I once went through medical malpractice, and I got to tell you something. Unless you get the right person, you're really going to be in trouble. Plus, on top of that, if you have something happen like another motorist hits you, or you get into an auto accident, and their insurance and your insurance won't follow through and won't give you the treatment you need, or if you're hurt on the job and your employer or the insurance you pay for won't help you out, then you need to see Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. These guys are pit bulls, and they will fight corporations and insurance companies down to the last mile. Give them a call. They're Progressive trial lawyers, and they do a great job. 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at...
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-700-1866. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
Is the Bill Press Show.
All right, happy Wednesday, June 10, here, the Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast from our little radio factory on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. If you were with us yesterday, you heard me call him the most talented and the most underappreciated anchor on CNN. Should have his own show in primetime CNN, if you ask me, but I'm really glad he's at least anchoring the 3 to 4 p.m. CNN newsroom every day. My good buddy Rick Sanchez, who brought Bill O'Reilly to his knees. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, always great to hear from you, man.
I know.
How you doing? Hey, and
good.
That guy, and that Peter?
Yeah, hey, man.
There he is.
I love Peter. Peter, you know what? That guy deserves a raise.
Do you want him?
Do you want him?
He would move to Atlanta tomorrow if you offered him a job.
Rick, save me, Rick. Get me out of here, Rick.
Oh,
all right.
It's now, pretty nice here.
Hey, now, just in I've been down there a few times, as you know. Hey, just in case, Rick, that not all of our listeners have heard where you embarrassed a poor Bill O'Reilly. Here's what you were responding to. Let's play a little clip of O'Reilly on his show complaining, right, that CNN had given all kinds of coverage to the murder of Dr. George Tiller, but no coverage at all
to the murder of the Army Lieutenant William Long down in Arkansas. So here's how O'Reilly puts it.
Right. No, but CNN says, look, we don't give opinion. We do news. Only Anderson Cooper at 10 o'clock covered this story.
No,
nobody else.
You're right.
So all day long it wasn't news to cover an Army recruiter gunned down in Arkansas.
All day long, how could you ignore this story, Rick?
Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, you're entitled to your own opinions, but you're not entitled to your own set of facts.
Exactly.
His facts were simply not wrong. We're wrong there. We had not only broken the story, we were the first ones on the air with it here at CNN, but then we continued to cover it throughout the day. And then the next day, when we jumped on the new peg on the story, which was that he was a Muslim convert who traveled to Yemen.
Yeah.
We did that story, and then we got a hold of our FBI analyst, one of the most connected guys we know, to take us through what it means, how possibly or potentially dangerous that could be, you know, to your average American. I mean, we were all over the story all day long, and my show, as Peter could tell you, because Peter watches every day, we actually spent 17 minutes the following day covering the story. So,
yeah, particularly on that Muslim angle, I know you were, which was very interesting. This is a former military guy, right, who becomes a convert to Muslim, goes to Yemen, gets training and everything, comes back and carries out this.
And look, to give Bill O'Reilly credit, if his main point was that we need to pay attention to that, he's right.
Yeah.
And we did. The fact of the matter is there are lone wolves out there who are just as scary as some of these extreme organizations that we often hear about in different parts of the world, people who could be radicalized for different reasons.
Right.
And it's not necessarily just Muslim extremism. It could be, as we learned in the shooting of Dr. Tiller, something like abortion rights.
Hey, so you and I know the business. I mean, we've got producers, we're surrounded by producers, and even with at Fox, you got to be kind of careful. How could O'Reilly be so wrong? I mean, how could, you know, it get to that point if he goes on the air with this, when, as you played the montage, which I thought was great, of all the different CNN anchors all day long, right, from Wolf Blitzer and yourself and Kieran, whatever her name, yeah, Chetri, and I mean, the whole list of them, right?
There was about 11 or 12 of them. The bottom line is Bill O'Reilly went on the air the next day and said, I was wrong. He also said that Rick Sanchez is a snide and surly guy. But
well, at least he had that right.
That's not fair. You know me too well. The fact of the, or have talked to my wife recently. The bottom line is he went on the air the next day and he said, and again, to his credit, he said, what did he call it? He called it a rare apology, but he apologized.
Yeah.
He said, I got it wrong.
All right. We're going to give you that one for our listeners here too. Just so everybody can hear, because I disagree with you that this was a sincere apology, but let's listen.
And I do want to tell you about one thing also. We have a correction, a rare correction on the fact. Earlier this week I said that only Anderson Cooper on CNN covered the murder of Private Long in Arkansas. Well, today a snide and surly guy on CNN pointed out that the story was covered more extensively by that network, and that is true. I was wrong. My apologies to CNN. I was talking about primetime, but I did not say that. So I was wrong.
So he says he was talking about prime time. He said all day long. He didn't say prime time.
Well,
so that was kind of probably as close to an apology as you ever get out of him.
Oh, God bless Billy. Listen, bottom line is actually we did cover it in prime time. Unless you don't consider Wolf Blitzer and Lou Dobbs part of our prime time lineup, then he was wrong there again. And this is the point I made, and I think, you know, I think it's already gotten, a 250,000 hits on YouTube, and of course it's on HuffPost and your blog and my blog and all over the place, so people are watching what I originally said on the air, and I made the point at the end, and I think it's the thing that you and I always go back to, you know, you're entitled to your own opinions, but you're not entitled to your own set of facts. It seemed that he had watched. And we all, you know, we all can, this is a trap that can happen to any one of us who do this thing on cable news or on the radio,
which is we get an impression of something, but we fail to drill down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're right, Bill. You got to rely on your peeps. You got to rely on the people on your staff, your researchers, your writers. That's a great thing about CNN. We are vast and wide in this thing, and we've got a lot of people in bureaus all over the world where you can pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, did I hear this right, or is my impression correct? And you got to do that. You can't just say, you know, I was thumbing through cable yesterday, and I got the impression that CNN or MSNBC or Fox News only covered it this way. Well, you could have been watching Grubb, but not, whoever, Shepard, or you could have been watching this one and not that one. So that's where you need to drill down and have somebody, hey, do me a favor, go into Nexus, do a search, see how many times yesterday CNN covered this. And that's pretty easy. It usually takes about 2 or 3 minutes. But if you don't do that, then basically you're spouting opinion as fact. And you're not supposed to do that in this business. It's wrong.
Wasn't the purpose here, he was really trying to undermine the credibility of CNN, or at least to prove, right, that CNN is so biased, liberal, they care more about abortion doctors than the American military. I mean, wasn't that the underlying purpose here?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had that bone to pick for some time now, and a lot of folks do, and we get that. There's competition between us and them, and sometimes, look, the bottom line is just tell the people what is happening. Give them the information. Let them draw their own opinions. What I think of Rush Limbaugh or Bill Press or news presenter or radio personality A, B, or C really has nothing to do with the story. The story is what's important, and that's where sometimes we let these things get in the way. And I think, from time to time, when that happens, people need to be called out on it. And that's what I did. I did it with Goldfarb. I did it with Jim DeMint. I'm almost getting a track record for doing
well. That. This was a beautiful moment. I must admit, I enjoyed it. Rick Sanchez, our guest here on the Bill Press Show, Rick Sanchez from CNN, anchor from 3 to 4, of course, every day on the CNN newsroom. So, Rick, you've got to know something special coming up Friday about the big elections in Iran.
Yeah, right? We are. As a matter of fact, we're going to be covering the elections in Iran. We're going to have a whole team of correspondents covering the thing. Of course, headed up by our own Christiane Amanpour.
Would that be your regular time slot? Or?
Yeah. We're gonna do it. You're pushing for Rick's for this thing, huh? I mean,
no. This is by the way, this is extremely important to the whole stability of that region, right? Whatever happens to Ahmadinejad and whether he's reelected.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to say Ahmadinejad.
I know.
The president of the United States has his hands full, and it's not just in Iran; it's all over. The fact that Hezbollah was voted out. Hezbollah was voted out the other day. Really makes for an interesting conversation, which plays into what's going on in Iran as well.
Right.
I mean, the idea that the President of the United States goes and gives this speech, which some people say was, too conciliatory, and 3 days later, one of the governments there that's, most hardline, which people say is anti-American and terrorist, and to a certain extent they can make an argument for that, is expelled, is a real bragging point for these guys. I'm not sure if they've jumped on it or not, but I think it's a real possibility. So is that the way to get a guy like Ahmadinejad out? Look, remember, here's the thing about Iran, okay? Prior to the Bush administration, there was a movement inside Iran from moderates who love the West and were trying to somehow be conciliatory with us. I think the Iraq War, to a certain extent, hardened a lot of those folks in the middle, and that's why we've been experiencing this rift. So, look, I'm not espousing coming at it from a peacenik standpoint or coming at it from a hardliner standpoint, but somewhere in the middle. I think there's a solution, and this experience that we just saw with Hezbollah, may foretell what possibly could happen, Bill. What possibly could happen in a place like Iran.
Extremely important. You're on top of it, as always. Hey, Rick Sanchez, always good to talk to you, my friend.
I miss you, Bill. We'll have to hook up and have some Cafe Cubano one morning.
Next time you want to take him, Bill Riley, you don't call me in, and the two of us will gang up on him together. All right. See you, Rick. Thanks.
See you later. Bye-bye, Bill.
Rick Sanchez, great guy. He was a good colleague when I was at CNN. I really do think he is one of the most underrated and most underused talents at CNN. Hey, we're going to come back and talk about a big battle between organized labor and FedEx.
This is The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
My name's Jason Bradshaw. I used to drive a Jaguar XJ8L before the Cadillac. When the lease came up, I ended up looking into the CTS and had never even seen the car. Had only seen pictures on the internet and only read reviews in the magazines. Immediately it struck me. I ended up going to the dealership that day, took one look at this thing. It was a fully loaded Cadillac CTS. Right there, I had to order one. The interior appointments, to me, blows doors off of any of the other imports. My fiance has a Lexus. To me now, they look cheap. I don't think I'd be able to go back to Jaguar or Mercedes or BMW. Having the Cadillac CTS shifted my outlook on what GM can do altogether.
To hear more of Jason's story and to listen to other real stories from GM owners, go to GMReinvention.com.
Southbound I-25 loading up and getting slow downtown. Same deal on the westbound side of 270. This is on that approach to Vasquez. Little bit sluggish right there. Southbound 225 also getting crowded. Approaching Yosemite, taking you up to I-25. We do have a surface street crash. This is Smoky Hill and Buckley. Does involve four vehicles. May see some activity there. And they're getting that car fire that was reported out of your way. Highway 85 and E-470. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 66, 67 degrees. Overnight low dropping down to 48. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently, it's cloudy and 53. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, it's Tom Harbin to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill Wood Products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or lowershardwoods.com.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
How would you like to get back all of the interest you pay to banks, credit cards, and finance companies, and turn it into a tax-free income for life? Hi, I'm Matt Clace, president of American Guarantee Financial and exclusively endorsed by Tom Martino. I've been educating people on one of the most time-tested concepts that will change not only your future, but your family's as well. Let us teach you how to quit paying interest and become your own banker. Call 866-259-9055 or check us out on the web at agfbanking.com.
Official morning show of the Obama generation.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Not bad at all.
The only portion that's unionized is their pilots.
Their pilots. Yeah. Now, there's legislation, as I understand, in the House of Representatives
Ken, that would put the FedEx under the National Labor Relations Act, correct? Just like most other companies or people who work for most other companies are covered. Is that right? Yeah.
That's correct. In fact, it would put them under the same National Labor Relations Act as every employee in that in their same industry.
And they don't want this?
No, they don't want it because, I mean, frankly, for two reasons. First of all, it's obvious now that they would go to any length to deprive their workers of having the same rights as similarly situated employees. And that's the right to be able to form a union and to bargain over whether or not someone who is a CEO is who's in the billionaires club each year should be able to totally eliminate their benefits without bargaining over that. So the other is that they use it as a as one of their sales tools to try to compete with you know with their other competitors, including UPS.
Now, so the reason this came to my attention is I saw a statement that one of the officials of FedEx. Yeah, their Republican, I guess he's their press secretary or public relations guy, a guy named Maury Lane, who said in U.S. News and World Report that anybody who opposes legislation, any members of Congress who oppose this legislation, quote, I'm going to try to destroy them.
Absolutely.
Pretty heavy-handed.
Well, it's heavy-handed. It's incredible that anyone would think they're so big and so powerful that they could try to upset government by threatening members of Congress. It's just, but it's part of their pattern of this bullying approach. You know, in previous years when they had enough political clout to get this special privilege that no other company has, they thought the political system worked well. Today they complain about that, and it's just a pattern. I mean, earlier, about a month ago, they, in an SEC filing, FedEx threatened to cancel the purchase of 15 airplanes from Boeing, an American aircraft manufacturer, implying that they would take their business to some foreign company.
Now, has this legislation putting them under the National Labor Relations Act has passed the House of Representatives? Is that correct?
Yes, it passed the House overwhelmingly by more than a 2-to-1 majority.
And now it's in the Senate then.
Yeah, next it will be dealt with in the Senate.
All right. So what happens? First of all, what can consumers do about this? I mean, people who want to support organized labor in this particular battle.
Well, what they can do is what we're doing on a grassroots basis with our members, and that is to send letters to their, particularly to their senators.
Do you happen to know the name or the number of the legislation?
It is. It hasn't come out in the Senate yet, but it's H.R. 915.
H.R. 915.
That's the companion bill in the House.
In the House, which will be the same version of it in the Senate with some Senate number on it, right?
Correct.
In the meantime, H.R. 915, which is supporting organized labor against FedEx. How about in terms of where they send their business?
Well, obviously, we want to give those FedEx workers an opportunity to join the union. What, you know, our philosophy has always been, and this bill is all about just leveling the playing field. It's not giving an advantage to one company over the other. It's actually correcting the problem that we have now. FedEx has a specific advantage over their competitors. So once this legislation passes, and it's going to pass, then our philosophy has always been give the workers a chance to organize and let the two companies compete one against the other. We're not advocating that there be some, you know, we're not looking to direct customers one place or the other because we're interested in helping those FedEx workers also.
Level playing field for American workers makes sense to me. You're way out in front on this thing, Ken Hall, and thank you for being there. And thanks for joining us today, too. So it's H.R. 915, and I hope our listeners will weigh in and give you some support. Ken Hall, International Vice President for the Teamsters. And I'll be back with today's parting shot.
This is the Bill Press Show.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Let the IRS veterans at Effector help stop levies and wage garnishment. We can help you get your life back in order. Our clients never have to meet or even talk with the IRS. Our ex-IRS agents have over 100 years combined experience in IRS collection tactics. And they use that insider knowledge to go to work for you. The IRS will place levies or liens on more than 3 million taxpayers this year. Will you be one of them? Don't be afraid. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation and get peace of mind by putting an end to your federal or state tax problems. Call now. 800-490-3073. That's 800-490-3073. Get a free consultation and put our team of experts between you and the IRS. Call 800-490-3073. That's 800-490-3073. 800-490-3073.
Starting January 2009, the IRS has announced that their settlement divisions will...
Summer is such a beautiful time in Colorado. Make the most of your outdoor space at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center. June is set sale month at Freehoff's, so everything is on sale. And there's so many choices, too, from O.W. Lee and Homecrest to Brown Jordan and Tommy Bahama. 2 acres and 5,000 pieces of furniture in stock. And when you go, check out their new outdoor living space with all kinds of ideas for your patio or deck. Spelled Fruhoffs, pronounced Freehoffs. Either way, it means great deals at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joyce Consigned Furnishings. At Joyce, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
For your free consultation, call 800-947-0828. Call 800-947-0828 now.
Results may vary. Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
This is not your father's economy. The old standards of working one job and putting money away towards retirement no longer apply. Today, success or failure depends on your financial IQ. You need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop in the Denver area Tuesday, June 16th through Thursday, the 18th. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset. You may not want to diversify. You may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds. Saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education training in the Denver area Tuesday, June 16th through Thursday, the 18th. Reserve your place now at richdadeducation.com or call 800-939-1778. That's 800-939-1778. Register now and receive a free gift just for attending. 800-939-1778.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Wednesday, June 10, my parting shot for today, I don't know about you, but I'm getting sick and tired of Senate Republicans whining about the timetable to confirm Sonia Sotomayor. And so are the American people. No sooner did Judiciary Chairman Patrick Leahy set July 13 as a date for her first confirmation hearing than Mitch McConnell, Jeff Sessions, Tom Coburn, and John Kyle complained they needed more time. We'd have to read 76 cases a day to review her entire judicial record, they sobbed. Oh, come on, grow up. Here are the facts. First, July 13 will be 48 days from when she was nominated, right in line with the average 51 days for the last nine justices. Two, Sotomayor submitted her questionnaire to the Senate only 9 days after her nomination. It took John Roberts 13 days, Samuel Alito 30 days. Three, she's already been confirmed by the Senate twice, so she's hardly any stranger. And four, who are they kidding? There's no way senators are going to read all those cases anyway. That's what they have staffs for. Isn't it obvious? All Republicans are trying to do is drag this process out as long as possible so they continue their personal attacks against her. If they don't like Sonia Sotomayor, Republican senators should just vote no. But the way they're treating her now is despicable. Despicable. That's my parting shot for today. Tomorrow, one of our favorites, Brian Schweitzer, governor of Montana, right here. Go out and have a great Wednesday. Look for you with Brian Schweitzer tomorrow.
Is the Bill Press Show.
I was wrong.
This is an urgent message for all taxpayers. In response to the economic recession, if you owe $10,000 or more in tax debt to the IRS, you are invited to call now for free information that could save you thousands of dollars. Call Freedom Tax Relief now at 1-800-400-5188. I repeat, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, free information from Freedom Tax Relief is available now. This free information describes programs that could settle your tax liabilities for a fraction of what you owe. Callers eligible for these programs will be matched with a Freedom Tax Relief expert who can deal directly with the IRS on your behalf. For free and confidential information about these programs, call 1-800-400-5188. But you must act quickly. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, this is an opportunity that could save you thousands of dollars. Call now for this vital free information. Call 1-800-400-5188. That's 1-800-400-5188.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Free trips for Pentagon workers, good idea or bad? Live to CBS News Washington correspondent Barry Bagnato. Barry, who's paying for these trips and why?
The Center for Public Integrity examined records and discovered private companies and groups and foreign countries spent $26 million on more than 22,000 trips. Military officials call the arrangements proper and say they're closely monitored.
Total baloney.
Winslow Wheeler at the Center for Defense Information considers the trips unethical attempts to buy influence.
The egregious thing is the Pentagon is trying to defend itself, saying that this is okay.
The biggest trip buyer, the pharmaceutical industry. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
New rules on executive compensation are in the works. The Wall Street Journal says the White House has decided against salary caps for executives at companies that get government assistance, but it's willing to let Congress ban bonuses. Banking analyst Gerard Cassidy.
It's a smart political move for the administration to back away from meddling in private enterprise, but it puts it on Congress's back, and Congress will probably do something later this year.
Chrysler sale to Fiat should speed to a conclusion now that the Supreme Court has refused to block the deal, but new Chryslers designed by Fiat are still 2 years away, and they'll face tough competition from new small cars from GM, Ford, and import brands.
CSM Worldwide analyst Mike Robinette says the new Chrysler's new product planning team will have its work cut out for it.
This is a new entity in some respects, where there's still a lot of things to be worked out.
Some of Fiat's Alfa Romeo products are also expected to be sold in the U.S. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Rescue teams in Garner, North Carolina are going back into the Slim Jim meat plant where an explosion killed two workers and buried the third. Rescue Chief Frank McLaurin.
Thousands and thousands of tons of debris have got to come out of the way to gain access. We are going to go in through the top and work our way down to gain access to him. We feel that that's an easier option for us.
A French nuclear sub has reached the Air France crash site off Brazil to search the ocean floor for the black boxes that could help explain the cause of the crash. In Iraq, a car bombing in a mainly Shiite southern town has killed at least 35. Web 2.0, we're told it's a milestone word in the English language. CBS's Vicki Barker tells us why.
The Texas-based Global Language Monitor says Web 2.0 is the 1 millionth word or phrase to enter the English language. Now, many, if not most, linguists might quibble.
It's actually really difficult to speak of the millionth word in a language in any kind of meaningful way.
Fiona McPherson of the Oxford English Dictionary, but she agrees that English is a linguistic giant and growing all the time. Her candidate for newest word? Obamamania. Frank?
The producers of Slumdog Millionaire are buying a $50,000 one-bedroom apartment for one of the child stars whose homes in the Mumbai slums was leveled by bulldozers. They're still looking for a home for the second. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 9 points. This is CBS News.
Conversations for a smarter planet. Our topic, smarter energy. Between now and 2025, it is estimated that we would need to invest $450 billion in the U.S. grid alone just to keep up with growing energy demand. What can we do to address this issue? For some perspective, we talked with Ron Ambrosio, energy researcher at IBM.
If we want to make the grid as efficient and reliable as possible, if we want to support large amounts of renewable generation sources, if we want to take advantage of energy-smart buildings and homes, we need to make the whole system more intelligent, linking smart grids to smart meters and smart buildings and homes so we can all better track and manage our energy use. Smart grid projects are already helping people save 10% on their bills and are reducing peak demand by 15%. Smart grids work. We're actually building them.
IBM invites you to visit IBM.com/think and join an ongoing conversation about the most critical issues facing our planet today. Let's build a smarter...
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and on AM760.net.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Run, John, run. Or maybe not. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper tells the Denver Post he's been approached by influential people urging him to challenge Governor and fellow Democrat Bill Ritter next year, but Hickenlooper calls the idea crazy, says he won't run against the governor. A group of Adams County residents is protesting plans for a landfill 7 miles east of DIA. Residents say the landfill would attract more birds that would interfere with flights, which means stepped up efforts to keep the birds away.
And that also means scaring away antelope and coyote and deer and all of the other wildlife that are out around us.
Angela Rodriguez talking to 9 News. There are about 70 homes within a mile of the proposed site. And the Rockies are red hot. They've won 6 games in a row after last night's 3-2 win over Milwaukee. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
As far as the highway drive goes this morning, we're looking at a decent trip pretty much anywhere you're heading. Just volume in those usual spots. It's a busy ride as you're making your way on I-25 on the northbound side from the Tech Center towards downtown. That ride's going to take you about 10 or 15 minutes. Westbound 76 loading up 74 to I-25 as well. Okay, we do have a surface street crash. This one occurred. It involves 4 cars, Smoky Hill and Buckley. Emergency crews are on scene of that one. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy skies throughout. There's a chance of seeing some afternoon thunderstorms and scattered showers as well. Currently, we're at 54 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need a Vegas break? Find hundreds of reasons to spend your weekend in Vegas at VisitLasVegas.com. Looking for a way to extend your weekend in Vegas? From summer concert series to events and pool parties, find your excuse at VisitLasVegas.com. That's VisitLasVegas.com.
Now, from our studios in New York City,
this is Rachel Maddow.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
Welcome to the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. It's Wednesday, June 10th, 6 minutes past the hour right now. Thanks for joining us. Coming up this hour, a bunch of all-stars. Mark McKinnon will be here, Republican strategist for both John McCain and George W. Bush. He has some serious issues with how the Republicans are now handling the Supreme Court nomination of Sonia Sotomayor. You will not want to miss this interview. Also, Bob Herbert from the New York Times is here to talk about why the Republicans are so against putting an accused terrorist bomber on trial. They're against that. And Dr. Susan Hill joins us to talk about the uptick in anti-abortion aggression since the murder of Dr. George Tiller in Kansas. Also, there's new weird news about Palau. It's all coming up this hour on The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio, starting right now.
We begin with the big Supreme Court news, news that the clock has started ticking for President Obama's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Sonia Sotomayor. She has just 1 month and 4 days left of schmoozing with senators and doing no interviews and hopefully not breaking any more limbs and memorizing her own record before her confirmation hearings start on July 13th. That date announced by Democratic Senator Pat Leahy, who heads up the Judiciary Committee, which is where all the action happens for judicial nominations. Senate Republicans reacted to the announcement about when the hearings would start with outrage. They want more time before those hearings start. Arizona Senator John Kyle, for example, had announced that he wanted to delay the hearings until September. Just for historical context here, if the hearings for Judge Sotomayor begin as scheduled on July 13th, that would make it 48 days between the day that she was nominated by President Obama and the start of her hearings. 48 days. Is that a unreasonably short amount of time? Is that a long amount of time? Is that a normal amount of time? Well, for Justice Alito, it was 70 days between the day he was nominated and the beginning of his hearings. Chief Justice John Roberts, 55 days. And that one had a hiccup in it. Judge Roberts was originally nominated to replace Sandra Day O'Connor, but he was renominated to be Chief Justice when William Rehnquist died. And still, with that hiccup, they managed to get the hearings underway in 55 days. Justice Breyer, 60 days. Justice Ginsburg, 36 days. Justice Thomas, 71 days. Justice Souter, 50 days. Justice Kennedy, 14 days between the day he was nominated and his confirmation hearings. Justice Scalia, 42 days. And Justice Stevens, God bless him, just 7 days. So on average, if you average out this for the current court, it's 45 days between getting nominated and getting your hearings underway. The Democrats are suggesting 48 days for Judge Sotomayor, which is right in the pocket, even a little slower than average. But the Republicans, nonetheless, are outraged. They say they feel rushed. Why might Republicans want more time? Well, more time is more opportunity to try to find something objectionable in a judge's background. More time is also more occasion to use the Supreme Court vacancy to raise some money, to get yourself some political attention. I'm talking to you, previously obscure conservative anti-Sotomayor activists who infuse cable news and my inbox now the way that Cinnabon infuses an airport terminal. More time is also, as argued by Senator Leahy last weekend, more of a chance to call the nominee names and accuse him or her of all sorts of horrible things while he or she is really prohibited by the nature of the process from saying anything in his or her own defense.
But I'll tell you one thing that is going to influence the timing of when I will set this hearing is all of these attacks are going out against her. She can't answer them. Mm-hmm. As a judge, she has to sit back there. Some of the most vicious attacks, being called bigoted, right, calling her racist, saying that no Republican should be allowed to vote for her. I intend to give her an opportunity as soon as possible to answer those.
Despite calls of caution from some Republican strategists that opposing Judge Sotomayor will do the party more harm than good, the reaction to the hearing start date announcement shows that Republicans are at least hoping to drag this process out.
I think it's too soon for both Republicans and Democrats. I don't see how you can expect us to be ready when all the information you have to make a hearing worthwhile has not been gone through. This was not a bipartisan decision.
I believe that's too early. I don't believe it's necessary. It's far more important that we do this matter right than we do it quick.
There's no reason for us to do that because there's no way to know at this point whether we'll have our work done by that time.
I don't know what our friends in the majority are fearful of. There's no point in this. It serves no purpose other than to run the risk of destroying the kind of comity and cooperation that we expect of each other here in the Senate.
They think comedy, C-O-M-I-T-Y. Some of us think comedy, C-O-M-E-D-Y. Homonyms are trouble, even in the august body that is the United States Senate. All right, the appropriate context here for what the Republicans are doing is that Republicans provided 0 votes in the House on the stimulus package, and the stimulus package passed. Republicans provided 0 votes on the president's budget, and the president's budget passed. Whatever Senator Grassley or any of these other senators decide to do to try to slow down this nomination process, whichever tactics Republicans choose, ultimately we're probably still going to get Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. That's the political reality here. The news is that the Republican Party has apparently decided to make a stand here, not because they expect they'll stop the nomination, but because they want to make a stand here. They have decided, in other words, that it will be politically useful to define themselves going forward as the party that tried to stop Justice Sonia Sotomayor from making it to the Supreme Court. Joining us now is Republican strategist Mark McKinnon. He's a former advisor to President George W. Bush and Senator John McCain. He's now a contributor to The Daily Beast. Mr. McKinnon, thanks for coming back.
Hey, thank you, Rachel.
First, I should ask if you agree with my premise again, and we had this discussion last time we spoke. Do you still think that it is likely that Sotomayor will be confirmed?
I think it's almost a certainty, and I've been burned at the stake by Rush Limbaugh and others for the last week for being a heretic on this issue. But my advice to the Republican Party is when you're in a hole, stop digging. And we're just digging. And this whole notion of saying it's too early and we don't have enough time, I say hire some interns and pull a few all-nighters. It's not that difficult. I'm just a shallow media guy, but David Brooks, who is a thoughtful conservative columnist who does his homework, says about her she's a hardworking, careful, though unspectacular jurist whose primary commitment is to the law. Little evidence is that she's motivated by racialist thinking or an activist attitude. A smart, careful, hardworking judicial professional. He says, I hope she's confirmed. I do too. If the worst that we can say about her is that she's unspectacular, unflashy, and unimaginative, then let's put away the pitchforks.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Souter was pretty glitzy. Just kidding. But when you describe politically the Republicans being in a hole and they need to stop digging, what's the political hole here? What's the risk for Republicans here? You've made the argument that they should essentially cease fire on this nomination. It doesn't seem that they are stopping their firing. What do you think the harm is going to be?
Well, ceasefire doesn't mean that we shouldn't go through the process, do due diligence, hold the hearings, and ask the tough questions. But by stretching this out, we're just sending a message to Americans out there who've taken a pretty good look already. They've seen the initial commentary and reviews. And I think they're coming to a pretty quick judgment that this, they may not agree with her politically, but they think that she's common sense, has a great judicial record, one of the strongest judicial records of anybody that's come before the court for nomination in a long, long time. And that they just get the signal from the Republican Party that they're intentionally stretching this out to gain political points, and there's no other reason.
And so you think this puts more distance between the mainstream American political thinking
for independent voters, soft Republicans out there, conservative Democrats. I just look at that and said, partisan. Mm. They're doing this to gain political points. This is not an exercise where they're really trying to do due diligence, but they're trying to score political points for political reasons. I think that's a problem for the Republican Party.
You talked the last time you were here about the reflex in politics, the nonpartisan reflex in politics to shoot anything that moves. And along those lines, do you see that this reaction was sort of predictable, that no matter what date Senator Leahy had announced, this would have been the reaction?
That's exactly right. I think if it were, if it was in August, they would have said the same thing. If it was September, it would have been the same thing. Now, to be fair, I think the Democrats made a big mistake on the nominations when they had the same reflex on Justice Roberts, for example. So I think both parties are to blame, but I think both parties take it in the chin with the American public when they see them being so obviously political.
Although it's interesting, Senator Leahy said that the Democratic impulse on Republican nominees was to go faster. So I think everybody tries to get their own political advantage out of the pacing here.
Yeah,
the question,
sure.
I think what it really comes down to, though, and this is why your argument, I think, resonates with people left, right, and center, the one that you're making now, is because whatever tactic you're choosing to get your point across, it all boils down to whether or not people think you have a good reason for doing what you're doing.
Yeah, well, that's the question, is perception. And I think the perception on this one is it's a tactic.
Yeah.
It's not a good rationale. It's a tactic. It looks political. Bad for us in the long run.
You have been a consultant to Republican candidates and elected officials. A lot of the most heated rhetoric on this issue we have seen from people who are not elected, people like Newt Gingrich, people like Rush Limbaugh, who has been attacking you on this stuff. Is there harm to the party caused by people who are technically outside the party but very prominent voices to be using this incredibly loaded language in this way?
Well, I think there's a little bit of an upside here in that I'm glad to see Senator Cornyn and Jeff Sessions and a lot of other congressional Republicans actually taking a step back from that heated rhetoric. Now, they're sort of jumping on the timing and that sort of thing, which I don't necessarily agree with. But they have modulated their language, and they've taken a step away from the Rush Limbaughs and the Gingriches, and it's glad to see Newt Gingrich reel back his statement as well. So
he reeled it back from racist to racialist.
Exactly.
Come on.
Incrementalist.
It's a very short reel.
He's a racial incrementalist. But at least they're stepping back. So I think that that's sending a message that, hey, maybe we did go too far on this. Let's get reasonable and dignified.
But to be clear, that change has happened around the language. We are still seeing a lot of those people who you just mentioned, people we just saw tape from, Sessions and Cornyn, now trying to make a huge issue out of this delay.
Still trying to gain political advantage.
Still trying to do it.
Yeah.
Mark McKinnon, Republican strategist, former advisor for George W. Bush, Senator John McCain, now a contributor to The Daily Beast. It's always a real pleasure to have you here, Mark.
Hey,
thanks.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
Pick up the phone and speak your mind.
We have this moment right now to really, really discuss globalization and trade. The public obviously wants that discussion. The NAFTA model itself is fundamentally corrupt.
The American public doesn't hear this story very much.
There are four ways you produce things: mining, manufacturing, farms, factories, and they're giving up manufacturing in America.
Share your opinions. Call us at 866-303-2270. We're listening.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in back taxes, this message is for you. Do not try to deal with the IRS alone. Call us first. We are Effecture.
We know how the IRS works from the inside out.
So if you owe back taxes and the interest rates and late fees are piling up, don't wait. Call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-989-1742.
800-989-1742.
800-989-1742.
The slowest parts of this morning's commute are the eastbound side of 270, pretty much 76 on that approach to Vasquez across Commerce City. Westbounders through there, a little bit crunchy, but not as slow as the eastbound side. Southbound I-25, stop and go. I-70 down towards Spear. Speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s and pockets through there. We do have a surface street accident. This one's in the works. It's Smoky Hill and Buckley. Does involve four cars. That one, hopefully, will be out of the way shortly. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 60s today. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Cool and calm in the overnight, low dropping down to around 48 degrees. Currently, partly cloudy skies, and it's 53. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your small business can save big with brilliant color outputs. With an HP OfficeJet Pro all-in-one and original HP inks, color printing costs up to 50% less per page than laser. For details, visit hp.com/go/color-for-less.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. LASIK. I know, it makes a lot of you nervous. A lot of you say, hey, I'm eye shy, and Jay, and there's no way I'm going to do anything about it. Well, I was the same way till I went to Icon LASIK. Let me tell you something about Icon. They're a Denver institution, and they offer interlace bladeless LASIK, Nidec, and Wavefront LASIK technologies, the top of the line in LASIK. They're your one stop for all your LASIK needs, and they can do it for as low as $499 per eye, and they have done tons and tons of these procedures. So they treat you great. As a matter of fact, they've completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So if you've been shy about LASIK, hey, do yourself a favor. Call Icon. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today, and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call Icon, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
Triple scores and reports free as a trial member of Privacy Matters 123.
In this latest segment on Speaking Money, did you know people are spying on your credit score and you could be losing money without even knowing it? We're here with Robert Shirley from Better Money Management to explain. Robert, is that true?
Well, it's a fact. Credit card companies, lenders, insurance companies, they're all constantly checking your credit score and use it to decide what to charge you.
Is that bad?
Well, if there's a mistake, you could be paying through the nose unnecessarily.
So what can you do?
Well, the smartest thing to do is check your credit score.
Like on one of those internet services?
Exactly. But I recommend a service called FreeScore123.com.
Okay, why them?
Well, everybody has three different credit reports, and those scores can be different. But at FreeScore123.com, you can get all three scores for free and see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your three scores for free at FreeScore123.com. That's FreeScore123.com.
It's the Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator Joe Lieberman of the Connecticut for Lieberman Party spent the day threatening to shut down the Senate. Shut it down, they said, if they don't get an amendment passed that they want passed.
We're not going to do any more business in the Senate. Nothing's going forward until we get this right.
In other words, Senators Graham and Lieberman are ready to filibuster every single bill in the United States Senate until their amendment gets passed. Also, they will hold their breath, maybe, until they turn blue. The amendment is called the Detainee Photographic Records Protection Act. It would supersede the Freedom of Information Act to block any chance that photos of prisoner abuse could be released to the public. The amendment says the government can suppress, quote, any photograph taken between September 11, 2001 and January 22, 2009 relating to the treatment of individuals engaged, captured, or detained after September 11, 2001 by the armed forces of the United States in operations outside of the United States. In other words, no photos out ever again. The White House reportedly supports the Graham-Lieberman bill. And according to Senator Graham, so does Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Graham said today, quote, Secretary Clinton is very concerned. We naturally contacted the State Department for a clarification of the secretary's position. Her spokesman, Ian Kelly, replied, quote, normally we don't comment on private conversations between the secretary and members of Congress. However, the president himself said the safety of Americans serving overseas is a clear and compelling reason to not release these particular photos. Foreign service personnel and their families serve America in nearly every country overseas. And of course, Secretary Clinton has always had their safety paramount in her mind. And that, if you want to undo the Washington ease, is what you call endorsing with faint praise. We will keep you posted on the holding our breath to hide the torture strategy as developments warrant. And speaking of Hillary Clinton, you may remember a colorful character from her presidential campaign who continued to insist, long after most people thought the Democratic primary was over, that Mrs. Clinton could still eke out a win. Frankly, full disclosure here, I sort of insisted that from time to time, too. But the guy who really made me actually look quite sober, the guy who really took the cake, was her campaign manager, Terry McAuliffe.
Mika, I want you to know I brought you back your own Bacardi Gold from Puerto Rico.
Give
you and I
that.
Are going to share this together to celebrate another big win by Hillary Clinton.
That was in June, after Hillary Clinton won the all-important definitive swing state of Puerto Rico. Well, Mr. McAuliffe, the Clinton loyalist who has always appeared to operate on enough caffeine and happiness to fuel the entire Jolt Cola corporate glee club, has recently been engaged in a political battle of his own, the sparsely attended Democratic primary for the governor's race in Virginia. Terry McAuliffe was one of three candidates running for that Democratic nomination, and he did not win. That honor goes to a man named Creed Deeds, who will face Republican Bob McDonnell in the general election for governor this November, which does mean that Mr. McAuliffe can go back to being really enthusiastic about something, hopefully on TV, hopefully very soon. And finally, some exciting news for infrastructure dorks. Federal support has fast-tracked the construction of a new tunnel connecting New York City and New Jersey, a tunnel under the Hudson River. Very cool. Almost 15 years after the idea was first conceived, the groundbreaking ceremony was finally held yesterday for this $8.7 billion project. By breaking ground this month, the project qualifies for $130 million in federal stimulus money. And so, transportation poster guy, Vice President Joe Biden, was on hand to lend his support to the project. If you don't actually care about infrastructure, but you do care about irony, there's a little good news for you in this story, too. Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, said this about the new tunnel to the Bergen Record newspaper in New Jersey.
Look, this totally new tunnel is designed to provide for, you know, automobile traffic. It's something, as you know, up your way, that's been in the works and people have been clamoring for a long time.
Ixnay on the RK Octe. The vice president famously is an Amtrak rider for 35 years now. The new tunnel is actually for trains, not cars. I mean, I suppose you could think of trains as big, long automobiles with steel wheels and slidey doors and conductors, but it's a stretch. All aboard, Mr. Vice President. All aboard.
You're listening to The Rachel Maddow Show here on Air America Radio. We will be right back with abortion provider and activist Dr. Susan Hill. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Here's some good financial news for a change. Although stocks, bonds, and real estate may be stuck in a rut this year, the next mega stage of the long-term bull market in gold and silver is just beginning. Experts say gold will soon rush to new historic highs because gold alone is real money and offers value, safety, and growth. This is the rare opportunity of a lifetime. Gold is no longer a luxury. Today, it's a necessity. Safety first, then profit. Start now by letting Swiss America educate and inspire you to rediscover gold for your existing IRA. Call now and ask for their Rare Opportunity DVD and CD, a $30 value. Stop worrying about financial gloom and do something to protect yourself. Call now for a free DVD and CD.
800-818-3967. That's 800-818-3967. Call us 24 hours a day. 800-818-3967.
The slowest parts of this morning's commuter, the eastbound side of 270, pretty much 76 on that approach to Vasquez across Commerce City. Westbound is through there, a little bit crunchy, but not as slow as the eastbound side. Southbound I-25, stop and go, I-70 down towards Spear. Speeds are going to dip into the teens and 20s and pockets through there. We do have a surface street accident. This one's in the works. It's Smoky Hill and Buckley. Does involve four cars. That one, hopefully, will be out of the way shortly. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 60s today. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Cool and calm in the overnight, low dropping down to around 48 degrees. Currently, partly cloudy skies, and it's 53. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get outside with your local experts at the North Face store this summer. Stop by the North Face store on Detroit Street in Cherry Creek North in Denver and visit the North Face booth at National Get Outdoors Day in City Park on June 13th from 9 to 3:30. The North Face. Never stop exploring.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Do you have missing teeth? Get a permanent solution. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles have new scanning technology to accurately place implants in the densest part of the bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at Incredible Smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Hi, I'm Carol Herzog, Southwest Airlines customer service agent for 30 years. You know, maybe other people are content to sit around and wait for something to happen, for business to pick up, fine. But for you, it's time to get it in gear. Time to get tough, make something happen, and take control. You're not going to run and hide.
How do we know? Because backing down's not your style. Go to Southwest.com. Grab your bag. It's on.
You better believe it's on, baby. It is so on.
This is an urgent message for all taxpayers. In response to the economic recession, if you owe $10,000 or more in tax debt to the IRS, you are invited to call now for free information that could save you thousands of dollars. Call Freedom Tax Relief now at 1-800-400-5188. I repeat, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, free information from Freedom Tax Relief is available now. This free information describes programs that could settle your tax liabilities for a fraction of what you owe. Callers eligible for these programs will be matched with a Freedom Tax Relief expert who can deal directly with the IRS on your behalf. For free and confidential information about these programs, call 1-800-400-5188. But you must act quickly. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, this is an opportunity that could save you thousands of dollars. Call now for this vital free information. Call 1-800-400-5188. That's 1-800-400-5188.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
How many hosts does it take to fill in for AM760's Jay Marvin? Let's see. This week, three. Bill Press, Rachel Maddow, and Stephanie Miller.
Ha! Take it!
Darn right, Skippy. It's the Jay Marvin Show with some good help on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Welcome back. This is the Rachel Maddow Show. You're on Air America Radio.
Immediately after the murder of Kansas Dr. George Tiller, his friend and colleague, Dr. Leroy Carhart, announced that within a week, Dr. Tiller's clinic in Kansas would resume its normal schedule. That despite the efforts of those who harassed and terrorized and finally killed Dr. Tiller, his clinic would continue providing the services for which he had been vilified and harassed and shot and ultimately, it seems, killed. The Tiller family then walked back the statement from Dr. Carhart, saying that they had not actually yet made a decision on the clinic's future. One person who said he did not want the clinic to be shut down because of Dr. Tiller's killing is the president of Operation Rescue, a man named Troy Newman, who said earlier this week, quote, "Good God, do not close this abortion clinic for this reason. Every kook in the world will get some notion." Dr. Tiller's family announced that they will close the clinic anyway, immediately. According to a statement from the family, quote, "We are proud of the service and courage shown by our husband and father and know that women's health care needs have been met because of his dedication and service. That is a legacy that will never die. The family will honor Dr. Tiller's memory through private charitable activities." Of course, the Tiller family's decision is a private one. And after what they have been through, no one begrudges them making that decision. That said, we as a country are now faced with yet another victory for the anti-abortion movement generally and for anti-abortion terrorist violence specifically, a fact underscored by Scott Roeder, the man who was accused of murdering Dr. Tiller last week. Mr. Roeder did a lengthy interview from his jail cell. He called the closing of Dr. Tiller's clinic, quote, "a victory for all the unborn children." Mr. Roeder stopped short of admitting his own guilt, but he said that if he is found guilty, quote, "the entire motive was the defense of the unborn." There, of course, is a law-abiding, advocacy-driven anti-abortion movement in this country that is not to be confused with the terrorist fringe that endorses violence. But for every murder, every firebombing, every act of vandalism that happens anywhere at an abortion provider in this country, the law-abiding protesters everywhere else in the country seem that much more intimidating to a woman seeking an abortion or a doctor providing one. Because of the violence that has existed at the edges of this movement for decades, there are now only two providers left in this entire country of 300 million people who will do late abortions. There are only two left. Earlier, we spoke with Dr. Susan Wicklund, who was on this show last week, to talk about the threats that she has received as a doctor who performs abortions. Dr. Wicklund phoned us to tell us that the Abortion Care Network is reporting that since Dr. Tiller's murder, there has been a noticeable increase in incidents of violence and intimidation against women at abortion clinics around the country. Joining us now is Susan Hill, a friend of the late.